Well, hello there, people. How are the pinkies today? I am on vacation. I am just leaving work for a glorious 12 days off. Oh, good. What's going on up here with this traffic? So, it is a happy, happy day in Faye Driver's universe. Now, I think the first order of business is to get a cup of coffee. And then we have to wash this car. My windshield is very, very dirty. I made the mistake of parking under a tree. And now I got tree sap all over this car. So I don't have time to wash it properly, so I'm just going to go through a spray and wash today. So that's going to have to be good enough. So, yeah, I'm on vacation. Yippee! It's going to be kind of a fun day today. If I can make it through the day without falling asleep. We're going to go shopping. I'm going to take you shopping to a very popular Vancouver landmark called Granville Island. And Granville Island has a public market, like a food market, all kinds of stuff there, junk shop, you know. It's a real tourist trap, but it is nestled in this lovely little peninsula, I guess, called Granville Island, which is on the water in the heart of False Creek. I've talked about False Creek before. It's an inlet from the ocean that looks like a creek, but it's actually not a creek. That's why they call it False Creek, because it looks like a creek. Well, okay, so I'm rambling. So, a funny thing happened to me today. You know, I work through the night, and then in the morning, before I leave work, I try to freshen up a little bit, and I have this old razor from way back when that I use to shave in the mornings at work. My razor caught on fire this morning, and it was just like a scene out of Mission Impossible. This white smoke started coming out of my razor, and my razor kind of goes wow, and gets all wonky, and then white smoke starts coming out of my razor, and it was kind of funny. So my razor's toast. It was a backup razor, though. It was an old razor. I think probably the reason it died was because it was old, and on its last leg anyway. So that's one little bit of exciting news. So the first order of the day right now is to get a cup of coffee. So that's where I am headed now. And then, yeah, we're going to go to Granville Island. I'm going to take you shopping. I think I'll take you into the Granville Island market with me, so you can hear the sounds of the Granville Island market. And hopefully it will be an engaging podcast.
So I'm just sneaking in here to give a little bit of editorial comment. I'm actually not going to put the Granville Island segment in. So you'll hear me talk about it in the next section that comes up. You can just ignore those comments. But what I am going to do is put the Granville Island up as a separate episode altogether. It's basically just crowd noise and talking, and it's like the soundscapes that Mark Tafoya used to do. What was the name of his show? From New York. Remarkably Mark. Yeah, Remarkably Mark used to do these soundscapes. So I'm going to put that up as a separate episode. It's kind of long, and it'll be great if you want to put yourself to sleep, because it's just sort of crowd noise. Nothing really spectacular happens in it, but it is quite interesting. So if you're not interested in that kind of thing, do not download the episode after this one. And I'm sorry I sound so terrible. I'm actually editing this in the bathtub. And I didn't want to get up and get out and get my good microphone. So, sorry, this is my laptop internal mic you're hearing. Plus, I have a serious cold, and I sound terrible. Okay, here's the rest of the show.
So I've been having quite a bit of difficulty finding limes. I don't know. For some strange reason, limes are in short supply in the lower mainland. Lemons don't seem to be an issue, but limes are certainly hard to come by. I wonder where we get our limes from in North America. I'll have to ask the Arthur Wiki, the Arthur AI. Arthur, where do limes...
Pardon me?
I said, where do limes come from?
Please repeat your entry or say options.
I want to know where limes for North America are created and where they come from.
Unfortunately, I did not understand you.
Oh, well, maybe I'll work on that. Maybe Arthur will tell us in his next show what the distribution, what the growth distribution is for North America, where limes versus lemons come from. We'll get the Arthur intelligence on that one, hopefully. So I've been off shopping. I've been, just heard, we went to the Granville Island Market. I had to buy some things because we're having a dinner, hosting a little dinner with a surprise guest. So I'm off buying things with which to cook. So it's actually kind of interesting because I have not really cooked for a long time, like made a good gourmet. What is it? What does Big Fatty say? Gourmet cook. I have not gourmet cooked in a long time because Mr. Anderson went on a no-fun, low-fat diet, so I don't get to make those delicious things like cream sauces for your linguine and fettuccine and pesto. Oh, I'm gonna make pesto today or for this weekend. So I'm gonna have quite a bit of fun, I think. It's been such a long time since I've cooked anything worth eating. So that's coming up. So I don't know, I think that might be all that I have for you today. Say hello to Dale in Vancouver, who we've been battling it out on Words with Friends. I cannot believe I am getting involved in Words with Friends. But I am, reluctantly, so he's been playing me, he beat me once, and we're still embroiled in another game that I hope to win. I'm doing quite well at the moment. And I have some big letters like the Q. I just need a chance to play it. So there's that. And yeah, say hello to Hunt Cub again. And yeah. CD4. So I'll just play us out with a song. Thanks for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. Do enjoy your weekend, because I certainly am going to. And here's a song that's not entirely seasonal, but it is kind of charming nonetheless. CD Changer.
CD Changer menu.
Track 12. So I hope you enjoy this song. Puts me in a good mood. What tailbacks are? Maybe we should ask the Arthur AI. Arthur, what are tailbacks? I want to know, what is the definition of tailbacks?
Please repeat your entry or say options.
Oh, well, I don't think we're going to get anywhere with Arthur today.
Unfortunately, I did not understand you.
Oh, well. All right, folks. That's it for me.